Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing? Are you having an interesting world right now as we continue to navigate all the craziness? It's definitely a weird world still. How's your emotional well-being? Do you have good days and bad days? Yeah, us all too. It's going okay most days. We actually started calving, so woo-woo, that is very much happiness. Very much happiness. I'm pretty excited. The baby calves are so cute. I am just catching up on posting about the podcast, so that the people that are interested can listen. So just bear with me for a second. What? I'm hoping I'm not having internet issues today. I hope that everybody can hear me clearly and that, having some interesting challenges posting on Instagram. Oh, well. Another day, right? We're all learning flexibility and how to roll with it and go with the flow and whatever else you want to call it, navigating the craziness. It's interesting. Let's just go with that. So I do want to talk about boundaries today, and I want to talk about being kind of overwhelmed, because that is happening so much. And I want to talk about, so when you're around certain people, Like, let's talk about energy vampires. So when you're around certain people and you like them, you enjoy spending time with them, but after you notice that you feel off, like something's not quite right, or you feel extra tired, and, you know, we can find a reason, like, because we all have busy lives, and we can find a multitude of reasons why we're feeling that way. But I'm going to encourage you to check on the energy vampire situation. So I have someone that when I spend time with them, I actually have to do a pretty intense energy clearing of myself after. I have some pretty nasty energy, I'm going to call it, because it is. And I wasn't totally convinced that it was an energy I was picking up from this person. And so even though, I know, I'm psychic, this is what I do, even though I had to clear my energy after this, and a certain one too, like kind of a nasty one that I don't enjoy at all, but it gets me all warrior-like and I'm zapping it. And so I struggled with admitting, acknowledging that I was picking it up from this person. And so I, you know, with everything going crazy and stuff, I hadn't seen them for months. No, not even that many months. And then we were doing a project together and it happened again. And after, I'm like, okay, let's just check. And I did the clearing and there was nothing. I'm like, well, isn't that interesting? But it was almost like it was hiding, because then I got the same symptoms, like symptoms in my body. So pay attention to your body, right? And so I would get lower back pain and uncomfortableness, and I would know to do this certain energy clearing for myself. And it took a day or two, and then it happened, and I'm like, huh. So I did the deep energy clearing, and sure enough. And then that got me pondering and wondering. So being empathic, right? We know we pick up energies. We know we pick up energies from other people. We know things affect us more deeply. But what if we're picking up energies from someone that we are not even, that's like, because often we're not aware. But it's an more of an energy vampire situation. And, you know, I'm not sure that the other party knows. Like, I don't feel like it's conscious, but I don't know for sure. But even if it's not conscious, it's still happening. And then how do you deal with that? This is where I went pondering down a rabbit hole for quite some time. Because what do you do? So not spend time with them is option one, absolutely. Option two, have a conversation with them. That is incredibly tricky, and I'm not doing it. How do you tell someone, yeah, your energy is like an energy vampire to me. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. Because unless they're deeply, deeply versed in energy work, they're not going to believe you, or they're going to be so offended that they're going to retaliate. Like, let's be real, because look at our world right now. People are deeply offended by stuff and retaliating, and it's not pretty. And even if that's not how you mean it, you have to acknowledge that that could be a consequence. Or you just keep going and hope you're wrong, and not feeling what you're feeling, which is a form of spiritual bypassing, right? Being in denial and not understanding or not acknowledging when something is not working, or you're feeling emotions and you don't know how to process them, and just saying, oh, we're fine, it's fine. So I am like in a deep pondering of all of this, because I'm trying to work on a program to help people with boundaries, because they're so important. But spiritual boundaries, what I've been doing is giving all my clients and friends a shungite. Put it in your pocket. Carry it around. It'll help deflect energies. Yeah, it's interesting. It is so interesting. Because then it led me down to more ponderings of how often do we not say anything when someone upsets us? And there's a difference between someone upsetting us and us not saying anything because we don't feel we're allowed to, and someone upsetting us and not saying anything because we actually choose not to, and we choose, the key word being choose, to process a different way. Not being allowed to say anything because you're worried about consequences or you don't feel confident is a very different energy than consciously choosing. And it's interesting because part of what's going on right now is looking at our lives deeper, even if you don't want to. And, you know, looking at what's causing you stress and anxiety. I just did an energy clearing for someone and they thought we were discussing it and they wanted me to clear anger, but it wasn't anger. It was frustration. Very different energies, but we can get confused, isn't quite the right word, but they can feel similar. Anger festers in your body differently. Anger and resentment, they will stick in your energy and cause you issues. Frustration is more short term. Because when we're frustrated, we usually are motivated to find a way out of it, right? Yeah. There's a lot of intense energies right now. So if you haven't signed up for my energy clearing on Thursday, please remember to do so, because I am actually doing the one from last week, which I'll just quickly look at it, how it was worded, because that was huge. It took me an hour and a half to do that one. The clarity and courage to choose healthy boundaries. That took a long time when I did it for everybody signed up. And it's because we're in this messy energy and we know we need to say no more often, or we know we need to do things differently, but we're simply unsure of how to proceed. There's lots of energies of, let's look at your inner child. It's interesting. I might have to do an energy clearing on that, but I actually have a guided meditation for that that's simply stunning. Simply stunning. I've done it for lots of clients, and I've had it done on myself first to make sure it worked. And wow, it created so much good change energy. So if you feel like that might be something that benefits you, please contact me. Because it's interesting right now, as much as it is uncomfortable. We're in a weird time. And we're not, it just is. You have to feel what you're feeling and work through it. Work through your emotions. Don't spiritually bypass by, you know, distracting and deflecting as much as you can, because you still have to live your life, right? You know, I still have to, you know, interact with this person that is a bit of an energy vampire. See, look at what I just did. This person is not a bit of an energy vampire. I am minimizing how it affects me because I don't want to cause trouble or I feel uncomfortable. And I know this, and yet I'm still doing it. I'm still having to be in the energy because I'm working on a project with this person. And so I have to deal with it. And that might be as soon as I get home after dealing with them next week, clear my energy, like immediately. Except that when I tried that last time, it didn't work. I have to wait a couple days. But pay attention to what your body's telling you. Really get in tune with your chakras. I'm also putting together a really, really deep chakra cleanse and balance. It's probably about a 40, 45 minute meditation. And so I will be offering that soon because we need it. We need these tools to keep us energetically able to navigate our world because it's heavy. It's heavy. It's busy. It's intense. It's scary sometimes. It's freaking weird, but we can do it. But we have to, number one, want to do the work, like want to make choices and want to make changes and understand yourself. Reverend Shannon, preaching self-awareness as usual. You know, I'm going to say it at least once a podcast. Okay, so if you don't have access to the energy clearing like I do, when you're starting to feel it in your body and you're not sure if you picked up someone else's energy or if it's yours, first of all, ground yourself. Imagine or visualize big, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet. Have a drink of water. Have a cup of tea. Like, do something. You will reach for snacks to ground, and if you're okay with that, I mean, I don't have a problem with it as long as you know what you're doing. If you're doing it with awareness and choice, then that's okay. Grab a hematite, grab a black tourmaline, smoky quartz, grab something to ground your energy. Ground your energy first. And then say, is this my energy? And feel what you're feeling. And then raise your vibration. Yes, it's a three-part process. Thing, do something. I would recommend something physical where you're shaking yourself up. Put on some music you love, and you don't have to dance too energetically if you don't feel like it, but you need to shift your energy. Shake it up, shift it so that you know what is yours and what is not. Because when you're in that zone of happy and your vibration is high, things won't stick, right? The energy vampires, the energy attachments, they won't stick. They'll just bounce off. And that's what you want. And always, as always, crystals, right? Sea salt bath will help. I don't find a sea salt shower works quite as well. It works. But I find that the bath is better because you spend more time in it, of course, right? Because you're soaking and there's more benefits than just the sea salt. Go for that walk. You need to do something to shift and shake off your energy so you can shake off the negative attachment, right? Things won't attach to you negatively if you are in a high vibration. And that's not as easy right now because we're all living with this level of uncertainty that's stressful, causes untold anxiety because things are not certain, just where we're at. And so, as always, I'm going to encourage you to find ways to get through it. Find ways to lift your vibration and don't be hard on yourself. If you only can lift your vibration for an hour, keep practicing at it. Some days are better than others, for sure, because that's the nature of being human right now. Our world is not happy, happy, joy, joy. Pieces of it are, but there's just too much uncertainty and we have to get through it. And we will. It's just bumpy. And that's not changing for a while. Who knows when? We actually don't know. We are all in shock this month of March because it's been a year and we're still in this. And rumor has it that here in Alberta, we're going to get another major lockdown. The point is, we really don't know. We really don't know. And it doesn't matter what you believe. If you believe this is all fake or if you don't believe this is fake, we're still in it. I do encourage you to question things. Absolutely. But we're still in it. Question things, but also be respectful to other people if they don't believe how you believe. Because no matter what, I mean, it does feel like there's a divide, right? Two sides. And I don't know if that's, there's more than just two, like it's multifaceted and it doesn't matter. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, if you have friends on your Facebook page that don't believe as you believe and you find it tiring to see all their posts, snooze them, unfollow them, take a break, unfriend them. If it bothers you that much, do it. This is about your personal boundaries and not just Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I have a Twitter account and I'm on it sometimes. I was trying to like revitalize it and post on it, and it got to be too much. Twitter's just too busy energetically for me, and there's so many Twitter fights. I mean, it's fascinating from a human nature perspective, but I found it exhausting, so I had to stop for my own self, right? My own boundary. But please don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad if you're snoozing someone for 30 days. And really, it doesn't matter what it is about that you snooze them for. Snooze them and see if you are energetically feeling better. Because we're on social media for information, but also to have a positive experience. And we all know that it's not always that. So do what you can personally to minimize somebody's just annoying you. And if you are letting it get you upset rather than just, oh, okay, yeah, I know they believe that, send them a blessing and move on. It's when it gets stuck and you start to obsess on it, stomp out the energy. Oh, I'll always encourage a good stomp around. Have a little hissy fit by your own self if you need to. Scream in your car. I live in the country, so I can go way out of my pasture and have a scream session if I want. Because I have learned after my bail truck fire that my neighbors do not hear me. I was screaming and crying then. Nobody heard me and came. I had to call people to help. Anyways, find a way to vent out your energy when needed. And seriously find a way. Jumping up and down and stomping. Doing what you need to do so that it doesn't collect in your body. Find a way. We can get complacent, and I, you know, with overwhelm due to our sensitivities or just due to our life, and forget to do these little tips and tricks, right? Forget to go for a big stomping walk and vent out your energy. Forget that you need to just put on some music to dance to. Like, we forget that we do have the tools to handle it, but we forget because of stress and anxiety. I'm putting them together. They're very different energies when we feel them, but we're all dealing with it. And this simmering uncertainty, and it's hard. And you're doing okay. Even when you think you're not, you're doing okay. As always, find those things that make you truly happy and joyful that you can celebrate. Even if it's, you know, that first cup of coffee in the morning and you're like, yeah, I'm all by myself. My kids are still sleeping. My husband's gone to work. It's 6 in the morning. That's why if you follow my Psychic Cowgirl page, you'll notice that I often post my oracle card like between 6 and 6:30 in the morning. Because I'm all by myself, in my zone, having a little meditation, and it helps me. I get a newsletter that I need the information, but it frustrates me. I had to actually change when I read it and read it in the mornings instead of the evening when it shows up because I was getting too frustrated and upset by it. And it was, yeah. And so I changed so that I could stomp out the energy after when I was annoyed. and know that you can. Be creative. Think differently. Shake things up in your world so that you can see them differently. I mean, it should be easy for us to do right now because, hello, that's the energy we're living in. Nothing's like we thought it should be. Nothing. But on a happier note, I'll post some more pictures of my cute baby calves. Calving season is happening. We don't have very many yet, but oh my goodness, they are so cute. It was so nice here, and then it got super cold. Yesterday, I had to come back in and put on extra layers to go out. And then, oh, I forgot to tell my family the quad wouldn't start. I had to come in and put on extra layers. And then when I went out, it was totally worth it because one of the 4-H cows had the cutest baby. So cute. And so I just make sure every day I see them and I smile. And take the time for that. Let the emotion of happy go into every cell of your body and smile. It might be having a fabulous conversation. I went this week to get my hair done after many, many months. My friend is like, whoa, yeah. Feel good about your little criticism there. No, I'm just being sassy because she wasn't like that. We did have a good laugh because it's been many, many months. And then we caught up and we had so many giggles. And that was just the energy reset I needed. Because when you give yourself those energy resets, you will have more clarity on your life. You just will because you've reset. I believe in energy resets because I know they work. They work for me all the time. And I do them. But I also understand getting caught up or super busy, distracted, dealing with other stuff, and then you forget to do your self-care energy resets. Again, don't be hard on yourself because you're human. You're human living in an experience that is so different than anything we've ever done before. And so, you know, I can pick up what my neighbors are feeling being as empathic as I am. And I have to be aware of it and I have to be careful about it. Because if I don't, it can like totally mess me up. And I have to work through it, feel what you're feeling, process it, journal if that works for you. Again, I'm going to encourage, I think I encouraged this last week, write it all down, burn it, write it all down, rip it into little pieces, bury it in a plant. If you go to my website, I have under tools, I have lots of things there that you can use to help you navigate your own energy and figure yourself out. Using the Buddhist prayer of kindness when people upset you, writing a soul to soul letter, writing a letter to yourself. Like there's lots of, and they're not big, grand projects. Like it doesn't take you a whole bunch of time, but it will give you what you need to let go of energy that's collecting in your body and causing havoc. Because that's what happens with our emotions, right? They collect. They can get stagnant. And although I think everybody should have a horse, I get that not everybody does, and they can just go out and pet their horse like I can. I rode my big, beautiful guy checking cows the other day, and he was so happy. He was such a good boy, because the time before that, he was not. I actually had to cowgirl up, and I'm like, really? I just want a leisurely ride. I feel like, though, he does that sometimes just to keep me on my toes, saying, really? Really? Yeah, good times, good times. But what's your go-to? If you have a pet, cuddle with them. It's the best. The best. All right. So we're getting at about the 30-minute mark. I feel like I've been extra chatty today. Whew. That stuff is just rolling. So let's do our guided imagery because this one is for a relief, an anxiety relief, a stress relief. It works for both of those energies. And it will just give you that reset that you might need. So as always, you can come back to right around the last 30 minutes and listen to this over and over again. It's the Red Rock Desert Journey. And here we go.
Becoming aware of breathing. Just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to gently focus on the breath. Then let's take 3 big deep breaths as deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. These are the breaths that signal time to go within. 3 big deep breaths. Breathe in calm. Breathe out stress. Breathing deeply. Deeply breathing. Now, as the normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around your head, your neck, your shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of this warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly. Releasing and letting go. Just becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. This lovely breeze continues moving around, around thighs, knees, calves and ankles, and around through your feet. Now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and this breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. Deeply relaxed.
It's time to take a journey. Some may say that making a visit to the Red Rock Desert is a good place to go. It can clear the mind, which can often bring more clarity for your soul. Seekers often go to Red Rock Desert. It's been said that there is a fire pit there, a magical fire pit, not too high up. It's on a ridge somewhere. That fire in this pit, it's always burning. It's ready to burn away your doubts, your fears, your anxiety, your bad habits, even your stress. This magical fire pit is just waiting for you to discover it. Wondrous tales have been told about others who have climbed up the gentle, sloping curve of the red rocks to that ridge, letting go of what they no longer needed or wanted. They tossed the old into this magical fire pit. If someone were to do this, they would have figured out the way to prepare for such a journey, for comfort and security. They would allow, it seems as though there is a transformational power in this magical fire pit. Many have reported to receive ancient knowledge from taking this journey at twilight in the stillness of this desert. Sitting alongside the fire pit, noticing everything with their senses, as you look at this fire pit, as you feel this fire pit, as you know this fire pit, in the stillness of this desert, just sitting there, knowing what you know, feeling what you feel, seeing what you see, hearing what you hear, simply being. What is seen, heard, touched, smelled, felt is very acute. Your sensory awareness is high. You are there, enjoying all the energy that this fire pit is letting you have, is encouraging you to have. Let's just toss in all your worries. Let's toss in all the things that are keeping you up at night. Let's just let it go and toss it in. Let the fire do its magic. And while it's doing that, we're going to have some quiet, quiet relief. The quietness of your easy breath as twilight turns to night. Just sitting, breathing, and letting go. Just going to give you a few moments as your night sky becomes ablaze with stars and you're secure to receive what may come for your soul. And you are still just soaking in the fire. Give you a few moments to do that. As you soak up the energy from this fire, giving it all your concerns. Did you get a message from your soul? Might be a feeling of calm, a feeling of relaxation, a feeling of, you know, everything is going to work out. A feeling that you can take with you for the rest of your day. Feeling secure and confident.
letting go of your stressors, letting go of your anxiety. Take a nice big breath in. And as we prepare to come up and out, knowing that you can come back to this journey and hang out with that fire anytime you feel the need to. It's a short journey, but highly effective. And now, just for now, let's bring back the importance and the pauses of this journey to the Red Rock Desert Fire Pit. We're going to bring back everything that you felt, seen, heard, knew into your conscious, outer awake life. At one, with a big, deep cleansing breath in and release. And now two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. Nice. Does that feel better? You know, you can physically do this fire journey too. If you live where there's no fire bans and it's safe, you can build yourself your backyard pit fire and, you know, write down all your cares and worries. And it doesn't have to be formal writing. Just write it on a piece of computer paper or printer paper and then burn it in the fire to let it go. It gives you a tangible, physical way to release, and it's highly effective. Well, I'm going to go check my cows now and see if there's any new baby calves running around. So I'm sending you all a big hug and a blessing. And thank you for listening. And I will not be back next week because we're on spring break. Woo, woo. So I will be busy hanging out with my kids. So I will be back in April. Again, big hugs.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.